Steve Martin, The Magic Years, by Morris Wayne Walker. Dedicated to my wonderful mother, Marjorie Grace Walker, without whom Steve would never have discovered his special purpose. Preface. This 20-year project has been a labor of love. It is biographically accurate, but it is not a typical biography. It contains my personal memories of Steve Martin, acquired over the last few decades. Biographers might have spent more time researching and included more statistics. They would have documented their findings and moved on to another job. That's not my purpose. I possess a different perspective. I can't separate myself from Steve. I've witnessed a series of events that are historical in nature. Because Steve is not only an example of genius, he is the obvious incarnation of his own desires. He is, in the truest sense of the word, a self-made man, a one-of-a-kind. I have envied him, resented him, admired him, and loved him. We freely exchanged intangible intellectual property as kids and developed tools for dealing with life in our own school of camaraderie. I've laughed with Steve, cried with him, berated him, thanked him, and shared vicariously in his success, like a brother. My wise father passed on to me the old adage, "If you can count all your true friends on the fingers of one hand before you die, then you are a lucky man." Steve's place is as secure as the hand itself. And I am a lucky man to have known and been a friend of Steve Martin's for all these years.